Welcome to Headspace on Stress, and to day one of part one. Now, stress means something different to everybody, but essentially we can say it's wanting things to be different from how they are right now. It might be that the mind is busier than we'd like it to be. It might be that we're experiencing some kind of emotion that feels very negative or overwhelming. It might be a feeling of impatience, frustration, sadness, anything at all. So it doesn't matter too much which of these it is. This is a technique that works well for all of these. It's sort of broad spectrum, if you like. And it's a visualization technique. It builds on all of the essential ingredients you learned in the foundation exercise. But it takes it on a little bit further and adds, as I say, this visualization element. Don't worry if you've not done any visualization before. I'll lead you through the exercise. And each day we'll continue to develop that just a little bit more. Now, the nice thing about this exercise is on the one hand, it engages the mind, it occupies the mind. And yet at the same time, it sets up a framework in which the mind can sort of let go and unwind. So we move towards a place of calm. But to begin with, if you just like to take a moment, get comfortable. Make sure you're sat in a place where you're going to be undisturbed, where the posture's upright, and yet at the same time there's a sense of softness in the body, relaxation through the shoulders. And when you're ready, just starting in the usual way with the eyes open, a nice soft gaze, aware of the space around you. And just taking some nice big deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes now. Just starting to feel the weight of the body. Starting to notice the points of contact with the feet on the floor and the hands and the arms resting on the legs. Maybe noticing the sounds. So just bringing the mind into the physical senses. Just settling back into the space around you. And now just bring the attention a little bit more towards the body as you scan down from head to toe, noticing any areas that feel particularly comfortable or uncomfortable. Just building up a picture of how the body feels and just noticing if there's any particular mood that might be around at the moment. And before shifting the attention to the breath, just being clear in your mind, your motivation for doing this exercise today. Just a sentence in your own mind. And then just gently shifting the focus, the rise and the fall of the breath, wherever you feel it strongest in the body right now. Or has he just become increasingly comfortable in following the natural rhythm of the breath? I'd just like you to imagine now a steady flow from above the head, and it flows almost like sort of liquid sunlight. So it's very smooth, very warm, it's very clear, it's very bright. It's almost like sort of taking a mental shower. It flows down through the top of the head into the body and travels all the way down. So the idea is that as it flows into the body, it's almost going to fill the body up as though it were a container, just melting away any tension, any discomfort. You just follow it as it travels down through the body, starting down towards the feet. And you're just watching as it fills up the toes one at a time, just mentally acknowledging each of those as it goes through, as it starts to travel up through the feet, towards the heels, the ankles, and continues upwards towards the knees. So just melting away any tension and just focusing on those qualities of spaciousness, brightness, warmth, as it continues up the upper half of the leg towards the hip and the pelvic area, and continuing with that idea, this steady flow traveling into the body, just melting away any tension. As it continues up through the trunk of the body now, the stomach, the lower back, and up towards the diaphragm, and just melting away any tension. It continues to flow up now through the chest and the upper back area, all the way up to the top of the shoulders. It continues to flow now down both of the arms, down towards the elbows, the hands, just filling up one finger at a time, the hands, the wrists. Again, then just watching as it fills upwards towards the elbows and the shoulders. Any tension at all just melting away as it continues to travel now up through the neck and the throat area, up through the head, and all the muscles in and around the face, until it gets to the very top of the body. And even though the entire body now is full of that very spacious, clear feeling, it continues to flow downwards. And just resting the mind in that space, you can just let go of any focus for a moment and just allow the mind to rest in that space. And now just bringing the attention back into the body again. As you just start to feel the weight of the body again, the physical points of contact, as you start to notice the sounds, the smells, just bringing yourself back in the space around you. You can open your eyes in your own time. Always just take a moment or two before you jump up, do anything, before you make any judgments about the exercise or how you feel. Just pausing to notice the feeling. And don't worry at all if you found the exercise difficult, if it didn't go as you expected it to. That's perfectly normal when you're learning something new like this. Give it a good few days. We've still got a lot more of the practice to introduce and develop. And there's quite a bit of context to put around it to really get the best out of it. And there's also some exercises for everyday life as well, which help to give it context for those difficult situations in life. But I'll explain a bit more about that tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you back here then for day 2.